let's lead off with Illinois' two senators calling on the USDA to rework its massive trade aid program to fix what they see as inequities and a lack of transparency into how payments are being doled out. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth joined 15 other Democratic senators in a letter to U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. They claim that $25 billion in trade aid payments to help farmers has been distributed unevenly across the country. They claim 95% of top per-acre payment rates have gone to southern farmers who have been harmed less than those in the Midwest. Durbin tells WGLT that the numbers don't make any sense.
If we see that our farmers growing soybeans have been hit the hardest when it comes to exports to China, let's give them the most compensation, the most assistance, as opposed to some farmers growing cotton who may not have even noticed that the trade war is going on with China. I just don't get it. I think, frankly, these southern states are receiving more than they could justify.
This is the same program that has sent tens of millions of dollars to McLean County farmers to help offset losses as a result of trade disputes. For 2019, the USDA planned to send $14.5 billion in total direct payments nationwide. Most of that money has already gone out, with farmers receiving the second of three payments this month. But Senate Democrats have now flagged these inequities. One example, payments in more than 35 Alabama and Mississippi counties far exceed the top Illinois payment, with some cotton growers receiving $150 per acre, double the Illinois average. Others see inequities too.
Sort of leaves you with a lot of questions that aren't answered, and this political environment, those kind of things tend to show up as pretty big red flags on some things.
That's Jonathan Kappas, a professor and federal policymaking expert at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He says there are other areas of concerns about the USDA's trade aid program, too. It's not a congressionally approved program, like, say, the Farm Bill, meaning there's less transparency and oversight about how it works. Kappas says there's very obvious regional disparities. He says cotton exports, a main crop in Georgia, have been increasing the last couple of years, prices going up. So if the payments don't seem to be completely tailored to trade damage, what's the point of the program?
Is there a non-cynical reason for this? If there is, then it's on USDA to make that clear to people, because they're the ones that generated the payments.
The USDA has pushed back on the Senate report, claiming that the Midwest has received more than 60% of these funds, and that the top five recipient states are Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and Minnesota. A USDA spokesperson says that directly refutes the claims made in the report. Durbin says yes, Midwestern states are getting the most money because there are more farmers and more acreage, but his per-acre payment rate criticism still stands.